This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. That sweltering heat is continuing across the Northeast and the South, and the Northwest is going to see a dangerous heat wave this week. That's according to the Weather Service. The AP's Donna Warder.
Heat warnings are across the United States, and meteorologists say it's likely to get a lot hotter. From the Pacific Northwest to the Southern Great Plains to the Interstate 95 corridor, more than 85 million Americans have been under excessive heat warnings or heat advisories, and the National Weather Service warns of extremely oppressive conditions from Washington to Boston. The Weather Service says numerous record highs are expected to be tied or broken in the Northeast, where at least two heat-related deaths have been reported.
The heat is among the factors making it tough for thousands of firefighters battling the destructive wildfire near Yosemite National Park. That fire has forced thousands of residents to run from their mountain homes. CAL FIRE's Justin McComb says the Oak Fire in Mariposa County is affecting communities miles away from the fire line.
In my career, I haven't seen fire behavior like that, and it was rapid rate of spread, long-range spotting, active crown fire runs. It ran the gamut.
Pope Francis is in Alberta, Canada, where he will deliver a historic apology. He'll apologize for abuses of Indigenous children at Catholic-run residential schools across Canada in the 19th and 20th centuries. What do you think? Should Supreme Court justices be on the court for life? A new AP poll finds that 67% of Americans now favor some sort of term limits for the justices. No arrests yet, but somebody opened fire at a Los Angeles park yesterday. Two people were killed and at least five others were injured. This was at Peck Park in LA's San Pedro neighborhood. This is AP News. His doctors say President Biden continues to improve from his coronavirus infection. The AP's Julie Walker.
Dr. Ashish Jha says the 79-year-old president is getting rest.
He's doing better, thankfully, because he's vaccinated, boosted, getting treated.
Biden continues taking the oral antiviral Paxlovid, which is readily available and free in the U.S. Jha says Biden has the dominant BA5 variant of the Omicron strain, which has been going around, but it's unclear who gave him COVID. He tested positive Thursday.
He's been meeting with people. He's been meeting with Americans. And so it's going to be very difficult to trace back and figure out who gave it to him.
Dr. Jha says the president could resume his schedule Wednesday if he tests negative. So far, no one close to him, including the First Lady, has tested positive.
17 people have been identified as having been a close contact. None of them have tested positive.
Dr. Jha spoke on Fox News Sunday. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.